Welcome back to the Morning Shiro on KSFS Radio. I'm your host, David Saunders. Teams that have had the worst record in the NBA, that had the most ping pong balls in the NBA draft lottery, end up getting the shaft. Sacramento didn't get number one, didn't get number two, didn't get number three. They got number four. There's something to be said for the simplicity of the NFL, which, you know, decrees you're the worst record, you get the top pick, period. End of discussion. There's no, you know, little media event where we'll try and create suspense that isn't really there and end up shafting you over. I mean, could you imagine the Detroit Lions go 0-16 this last year and they're not able to go out and get Matthew Stafford at number one? That would be unfathomable. 0-16. No win in over a calendar year and a half. Sorry, guys. The ping pong balls didn't bounce your way. You're picking at number four. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Kroenke Sports, which owns the Pepsi Center in Denver, and the Denver Nuggets, who call the Pepsi Center home, managed to double book the arena for this coming Monday. In August of 2008, they gave the booking rights away to WWE to host its Monday Night Raw. All the while knowing that there was a distinct possibility that they could be called upon to host Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, if you want to give me your quick little headline about this story, 415-338-1532, you know, some, because of the fact that it's WWE, there's some great potential ones out there, like NBA, WWE, and SmackDown over Pepsi Center. It's just fantastic. When you're a guy like me who does sports talk, who covers sports for a living and as far as print journalism goes, these are the stories that you live for. These are the stories that you pick up and say, it's not a matter of trying to write a clever headline for this. It's a matter of narrowing it down to the most clever headline of the dozens that I've managed to scribble down on my pad of paper just in the last 30 seconds. I hate Michael Kay. I hate their broadcast team, period. Every single time I hear an A-bomb from A-Rod, I just want to go and put my hand through a window.
Seriously.
It's just freaking painful. And I was discussing this with one of my buddies yesterday. I realize it's been going on for a long time, but if you're the New York Yankees, try to show a little bit of tact, a little sensitivity. I mean, you still have Hideki Matsui on that team, who's probably the second, unquestionably the second best Japanese hitter in the majors, one of the best Japanese hitters of all time in Japan. And you're going to go ahead and drop A-bombs from A-Rod. And that's going to about do things not only for this program, for the semester. And as always, it's time to strike that match, light that fuse, and boom goes the dynamite.